Welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. We are pleased to bring you a special interview with a young lady who is in the independent music scene. Her name is Tia McGrath, and we are just so excited to share her with you today. She's going to talk about her music career, a book that she's authored, some efforts that go along with that, and she'll let us know a little bit about her following across the globe. And most of all, she's going to share with us her faith in God. Enjoy Tia McGrath. We're going to do things just a little bit different today. Normally, we either have one or two songs that are part of the podcast from the person that we interview. Today, we're going to do three. The first song that we're going to play right before the interview takes place is Let Them See You're Strong. Then immediately following the interview, you'll hear Tia's cover of One Tin Soldier, and that'll be followed up by the song The Faithful Ones. Enjoy the podcast. Thank you for being with us. When you're done, go out and do the right thing. God bless.
Let them see you're strong. Let them see you're willing to keep going. Let them see your power comes from somewhere they can't fathom. Let them see you smile when a tear might serve you better. The road is long. Let them see you strong. Let them see your burn. They can't put out your passion. Let them see your fire comes from a calling that's forever. Let them see you fly when falling comes so easy. It's how you learn. So let them see you burn.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today, and we have a special guest with us. We have Tia McGrath. Welcome to the show, Tia.
Thank you, Ed.
We're just getting to know each other a little bit, so tell us a little bit about your background and who you are and where you've come from.
I'm a Canadian girl. I was born and raised in a little town on the north shore of Lake Erie. And when I first started singing, I entered a singing contest called the Canadian Open Country Singing Contest, and I ended up winning the female open category, and from that I received some free recording time in a studio in Niagara Falls and some money, and I bought a guitar, taught myself a few chords, and went into the studio and recorded my little song. And very blessed to have wonderful parents. My dad is a smart businessman, so he decided early on he was going to manage me and help me, you know, get on the right track and everything. And so then I ended up getting a call to be on a CBC TV show in Toronto with Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Oh.
Yeah, and God just laid out everything for me, and meeting them was just beautiful. They were the most humble and beautiful people, and it's just, you know, that's how I got my start, and I haven't looked back.
Well, you have a life partner, a musical partner. Tell me about him.
Yes, yeah, so I moved to Nashville in 1999 to further my songwriting. And Tommy Parham he's actually from Illinois area, born in Muncie, Indiana, and had been living in L.A. And he had moved to Nashville with a songwriting deal in hand. And his publisher introduced us. We started writing together and then became friends. And then I broke our rule of never date a co-writer. And we've been married since 2006. And just we go on the road together. We write our songs together. We share life together. And very blessed.
You released an album this year, Stubborn in My Blood. What a name. Tell us where you got that from.
Well, one day, Tom and I were on the road, and you can imagine, it's, you know, for any couple, right? You're on the road, you're writing together, you're performing together, you're traveling together, and I don't know, I guess I was being a little difficult or something, and which I can't imagine, but Tommy said, you know, gosh, you're stubborn or something, and I said, hey, stubborn's in my blood, I'm Transylvanian Scott, and it kind of stuck, and he said, we need to write that song. So we did, and it's just a tribute to our roots, you know. My grandmother on my dad's side immigrated to Canada from Transylvania, and a very strong, she was the lady who introduced me to faith and God, and, you know, just a very, and had a most beautiful voice. And my mom's side were Scottish. They were MacDonald. You know, if you know the Scottish history, the MacDonalds were the ones who fought for the freedom. They were the Jacobites. And so it runs in my blood, and I come from a strong, stubborn stock.
Well, interesting that you say strong there, because your first single, Strong, has been out for a little while, and then another new one, 110 Soldier, cover of the classic song. Talk about those two for a second.
Well, we started out strong as a title for the song, and actually it was going to be the title of the album. And since we've added on the first few words, which are Let 'Em See You're Strong, we wrote this with our friend Devin O'Day down in Nashville. And Tommy and Devin and I were sitting around one night at her place, and we were talking about toxic relationships in our lives and how sometimes, you know, we will surround ourselves with the wrong people, or enter into a toxic relationship, whether it be narcissistic or whatever, or bullies. Or Devin said, I started this song, and I would like you guys to help me finish it. And she pulled it out, and it was Let 'Em See You're Strong, and strong is a noun in this case. So we decided to take the verses, Let 'Em See You're Strong, Let 'Em See You're Burn, Let 'Em See You're Light. And the last verse is Let 'Em See How God Just Keeps You Shining. And that's basically what the whole song's about, a testimony to strength, inner strength, light. And we just think it's really timely. And then 110 Soldier also ties in with that as well. This is a song that was, of course, written by two Canadian writers and songwriters, and was in the movie Ode to Billy Jack. And I always loved it when I was a little girl. And Tommy was the one who said, you know, this fits into what our album's about, our message, you know, peace and strength. So let's do a version of it on this album. And so those two are two of my favorite tracks on the album.
You've mentioned the words faith. You mentioned the word testimony. I have a feeling you've got a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
I Yeah, I mean, that's what gets us through. Being an independent singer-songwriter is not easy, and there's days, especially in, you know, in the days of streaming and everything else, and just how hard it is going up and down the road anymore. You know, Jesus always reminds me every day that there's a reason and there's a calling. And it could be, just this morning I had a little student show up here. I teach some singing lessons on the side, and my student is he plays gospel music in his church, and he showed up and he said, "I'd like to learn how to write a song." And so we took his idea about beautiful animals and how disco, and his title he came up with was "Just Goes to Show How God Loves Us." And it's just like, man, this is so cool. And so every day God's reminding me that we have a purpose and we have a calling. And that's what Tommy and I decided. We wanted to make this more of a ministry for us than a career or a goal or a, you know, just going for the big time and money and everything, but make it a ministry. And that's what we try to put in front of us every day. When we're challenged with things, we might say, what would Johnny Cash and June Carter do? You know, because, again, they were such humble, God-fearing people that we, you know, that's what we try to do, and we try to bring to our fans and our music.
Well, you would think we scripted this interview, and you can verify that we certainly didn't, but you mentioned animals, and Jake the road dog is pretty important.
Yeah, Jake is our beautiful husky Australian Shepherd cross shelter dog that we rescued when we were living in Nashville. We brought him home, and he was having difficulty fitting into the family. He had been abused. So I really, really, you know, Jake's a special dog for me. And so we started taking him on the road with us. And one day we were backstage at a festival with some other songwriters, and we were all sharing stories about our road dogs. And I thought, wouldn't that make a wonderful children's book? And so I wrote my children's book. And each chapter is based on something that happened in Jake's life, only through his eyes, so I can embellish it a little bit. But, like, the first chapter is about coming home and integrating into the family. And so it could be, you know, a nice message for children who are starting a new school. Maybe they have a blended family. They're trying to find their place and their role in the family. And every chapter is about friendship or overcoming some obstacles in your life, finding strength, finding inner courage, basically finding the song in your heart. So I finished the manuscript and ended up printing it into a book with a map and some pictures in it and everything. And we're also doing some work with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in our local community here, and going into schools and libraries with it and sharing the story.
Another related topic to this show, we've been to Dollywood to do a red carpet event with the movie Christmas of Many Colors. Didn't get a chance to interview Dolly, even though I was close enough to touch her. She was doing an interview with her website, who were right beside us there as we were covering that. Imagination Library is an amazing thing that she does. Share a little bit about that for people who may not know.
It is just it's just beautiful. I first heard about it after I'd written my book, and a friend of mine who's a retired school principal was telling me about Dolly's Imagination Library. And Dolly's father was illiterate, and so she decided a few years ago to start helping children to read. So she donates books and to newborn up to ages 5, and every month they get mailed a book, and she's donated over 1 million books to date around the world. And our little community, which is called Norfolk County here in Ontario, has started their own chapter of it. We've already got registered, I think there's over 200 children registered for it. And so we've been working with the CEO of the library, and we're putting together a family charity picnic. Tommy and I are going to be performing. It's outside of our community church. The library is going to be having games for the children and everything. So that's going to be Labor Day weekend. And just excited, you know, to know that this little idea of writing a book about Jake, our road dog, has transpired into getting books into the hands of children to read and to share inspiring stories with them and to help their confidence, help them grow as people and individuals.
You mentioned that being in the indie music scene is a tough way to go, but you've released 7 international CDs. You have a global fan base. That's a pretty amazing feat in itself. Tell us about that.
It's a lot of work, Ed. You know, it's like anything, but when you have the passion and you know, like I said earlier, it's our calling, it does drive you down the road, doesn't it? When I first started singing, of course, those were the days when you would need to try to get a record deal or a publishing deal. Nowadays, independent artists can pretty much have a career on their own, but you got to work hard. I mean, we're wearing all kinds of hats. Tommy is downstairs as we speak, you know, working on things. When we're finished this interview, I will go and work on gig bookings, promotion, and really carving out time to write songs and record is something that we have to work at as well. But we love it. We just absolutely love it. And we just think we just got to keep going. Every day we get up and make music is a gift. And we just got to keep using those gifts and talents.
I got an email recently from Michael Stover that said his group of entertainers are going to be part of a worldwide outreach of music. Wow, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? And, you know, it all, I don't care what you're doing in life, it's you know, you need to surround yourself with positive people who are on the same track, you know? Michael Stover is one of those people that was recommended to us by a friend and a Christian friend, and we were praying about this. We were praying for the right person. We've hired or worked with promoters in the past who haven't been on the same message as us, and Michael came into our lives, and it's just been a blessing. Like, every day he's helping us. And this is really what an independent artist needs, is someone like that who is, you know, will answer the phone, will take my stupid questions. You know, I go, hey, it's me again, I have another question. He goes, there's no stupid questions, you know, just ask. And lining us up with wonderful people, and of course that goes a long way. When people find you enjoyable to work with, when radio promoters find you enjoyable to work with, then they're willing to open doors for you, and that's what Michael's doing for all of us.
He's a joy to work with from my end, too. Every once in a while, he'll hit me up and say, I've got a couple new artists I want to send your way, and he knows the kind of show we have, and he sends me perfect guests, and so thank you for being one of those perfect guests.
Thank you, Ed.
I'm going to finish up with a comment here that I see in your bio that says, the duo, being you and your husband, have a gift for getting to the heart of the matter and writing relatable songs about life. Tell us how you try to make that happen on a regular basis.
We take ideas. You know, it could be an idea from just a conversation. It could be, you know, you're having a conversation with a friend and they tell you something like, Devin, let him see you're strong. We're sitting around talking about relationships, and next thing you know, it leads into this song. There's a song on the album called Pilot of Change, and it's actually the opening track, and that one came to us from an art exhibit, and we were teaching a songwriting workshop, and so we all decided to write about this one particular painting that was in the exhibit. And so what we do is we take an idea like that, and then we just kind of decide, what is our message in it? What is the message going to be? And we try to keep them positive. You know, maybe it's not the mainstream, maybe it's not the most commercial route to go, but we are building a fan base and touching hearts that say, you know, I needed to hear this today. I needed to hear a positive message today. And that's what Tommy and I try to keep real in our stories, in our songs.
Well, as I said, thank you for being with us. And as I told you before we went on the air, I pray with my guests at the end. So can I have a word of prayer with you?
Absolutely, Ed. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for this new day, and we thank you for our new friend. We thank you for her and her husband and the work that they do and the positive messages they send out. We thank you for their testimony and their belief that Jesus Christ helps them get through each and every day. Father, I pray blessings over their new album and the releases that have been out so far. Help it to reach people that need to hear the message that they're putting forth. Thank you for their work with the book, for their work with the local chapter of the Imagination Library. Father, I just ask your blessings upon all their efforts. Keep them safe when they travel. Father, just help them be a blessing to themselves and to each other, a blessing for you, and a blessing to each person that they come in contact with. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, that was beautiful. Amen. Thank you.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Let's walk together, side by side. Let's end this division and hatred with open hearts and
Folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. I want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. I want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.